Unit 3. Passing through customs.
通关.
Customs service.
海关服务.
2. Listen to the conversation. Circle the letters A through C to answer the questions. Next, your passport, please.
Okay.
What is the purpose of your visit?
I'm here to attend an exhibition for the first part of my trip, and then I plan to tour the capital for a few days.
And where will you be staying?
I'll be staying in a room at a hotel downtown for the entire week.
And, what do you have in your luggage? Anything to declare?
Just my personal belongings. Clothes, a few books, and a CD player.
Okay, please open your bag.
Sure.
Okay, everything's fine.
Great.
By the way, is this your first visit to the country?
Well, yes and no. Actually, I was born here when my parents were working in the capital many years ago, but this is my first trip back since then.
Well, enjoy your trip.
Thanks.
Next, your passport, please.
Okay.
What is the purpose of your visit?
I'm here to attend an exhibition for the first part of my trip, and then I plan to tour the capital for a few days.
And where will you be staying?
I'll be staying in a room at a hotel downtown for the entire week.
And, what do you have in your luggage? Anything to declare?
Just my personal belongings. Clothes, a few books, and a CD player.
Okay, please open your bag.
Sure.
Okay, everything's fine.
Great.
By the way, is this your first visit to the country?
Well, yes and no. Actually, I was born here when my parents were working in the capital many years ago, but this is my first trip back since then.
Well, enjoy your trip.
Thanks. 3.Read and listen to the passage about customs duty, filling each blank with the correct form of the word given.
Customs duty is a tariff or tax on the import or export of goods. Traditionally in England, it was part of the revenue of the king and therefore did not need parliamentary consent to be levied, unlike excise duty, land tax, or other impositions.So, customs is an authority or agency in a country responsible for collecting customs duty and for controlling the flow of people, animals, and goods, as well as personal effects and hazardous items in and out of the country. Depending on local legislation and regulations,Exporting or importing of some goods may be restricted or forbidden, and the customs agency is enforcing these rules. The customs agency also monitors persons leaving and entering the country, checking for appropriate documentation, and trying to capture persons identified by international search warrants.As well as increasing the population of a particular country, a person may be carrying an infectious disease or may pose a threat to that country. Customs duty is a tariff or tax on the import or export of goods. Traditionally in England, it was part of the revenue of the king and therefore did not need parliamentary consent to be levied.Unlike excise duty, land tax, or other impositions. So, customs is an authority or agency in a country responsible for collecting customs duty and for controlling the flow of people, animals, and goods, as well as personal effects and hazardous items in and out of the country. Depending on local legislation and regulations,Exporting or importing of some goods may be restricted or forbidden, and the customs agency is enforcing these rules. The customs agency also monitors persons leaving and entering the country, checking for appropriate documentation, and trying to capture persons identified by international search warrants. As well as increasing the population of a particular country, a person may be carrying an infectious disease or may pose a threat to that country. 4. Read the following passages. In which paragraph can you find?
1. A nation's customs service has many responsibilities. At its most basic level, its purpose is to regulate what comes into and goes out of a country. To break the balance in favor of domestic businesses, governments impose tariffs, also called duties, on foreign goods coming into the country. Customs agencies are often major sources of revenue for the government. Customs agencies also monitor what is being exported to a country. 2. After an overnight flight to meet my father at his latest military assignment, my mother tiredly arrived at Rhein-Main Air Base in Germany with my 8 siblings and me, all under the age of 11. Collecting our many suitcases, the 10 of us entered the small customs area. A young customs officer watched our entourage in disbelief. "Man," he said, "do all these children and the luggage belong to you?" "Yes, sir," my mother said with a sigh. "They're all mine." The customs agent began his interrogation. "Ma'am, do you have any weapons, contraband, or illegal drugs in your possession?" "Sir," she answered calmly, "if I'd had any of those items, I would have used them by now." 3. In the arrivals hall of the airport, you'll be requested to fill in a customs declaration form. Respecting the Russian customs is advisable, because breaking customs regulations may result in fines measuring in 100% to 300% of their cost. If you have more than $1,500 in cash, you should go through the red to declare channel and get your customs form stamped by a customs officer. If not, you may proceed through the green channel. 4. After passing through immigration control, you'll be able to collect your luggage. You must then pass through customs control. Go through the green channel if you have nothing to declare. Go through the red channel if you have goods to declare. Even if you pass through the green channel, the customs officer may ask you to open your luggage for checking. 5. Phoenix. 21 employees of used car lots were accused of helping sell vehicles to smugglers who sneak drugs and illegal immigrants into Arizona from Mexico. The dealers put false names on the titles of vehicles sold to smugglers and created fake liens so that automobiles seized near the border would revert back to dealers, authorities said. 6. A Vietnam court has sentenced 6 people to death and 3 others to life imprisonment for trafficking $1.6 million worth of ecstasy and heroin from Cambodia to Vietnam.
Cargo Customs Clearance.
货物通关.
2. Read and listen to the conversation about commodity insurance. Circle the letters A through D to answer the questions.
Good morning, sir. How can I help you?
Yes, I'm Michael Harriet. I'd like to ask you a few questions about insurance.
I hope I could be of any help.
We're given a CIP price for some toys. What insurance do you suggest I should get?
Since toys are not easy to break, you won't want AR. FPA is enough.
I don't know what AR and FPA cover.
AR covers all risks, while FPA covers the safe delivery of the commodity.
What about the partial loss of the nature of particular average?
FPA doesn't cover it, but WPA does.
Therefore, FPA will do. By the way, could you arrange it for me?
No problem. We can make it.
What documents should I submit?
Be sure to bring the invoice number or BL number.
Thank you very much for your help.
You're welcome. 3. Read and listen to the passage about passing goods through customs, filling the blanks.
Once a product has been made, it must of course be delivered. It involves special shipping provisions for foreign customers and customs formalities. In this unit, we will study the functioning of the customs authorities, customs procedures, and the various duties imposed by these. In order to place goods under a certain customs procedure, it is necessary to establish their country of destination and customs classification. To classify goods means to assign them a classification code in accordance with the existing regulations. Customs duty is determined by the classification code and customs tariff supplied. Also, we are going to study the process of importing goods into the European Union. You will learn how to dispatch goods for free circulation and for consumption. We will also go through all the stages from the moment goods arrive at the port of entry till they are ready for sale. We will study the main customs procedures as well. When the goods arrive in the EU, they must be taken to the customs authorities for inspection. This is done by presenting a declaration which contains all necessary information for the identification of the goods. The person responsible for the carriage of the goods must present the declaration before the end of the following working day from the date of arrival. Without the declaration, the goods cannot be cleared unless under an express authorization. Once a product has been made, it must of course be delivered. It involves special shipping provisions for foreign customers and customs formalities. In this unit, we will study the functioning of the customs authorities, customs procedures, and the various duties imposed by these. In order to place goods under a certain customs procedure, it is necessary to establish their country of destination and customs classification. To classify goods means to assign them a classification code in accordance with the existing regulations. Customs duty is determined by the classification code and customs tariff supplied. Also, we are going to study the process of importing goods into the European Union. You will learn how to dispatch goods for free circulation and for consumption. We will also go through all the stages from the moment goods arrive at the port of entry till they are ready for sale. We will study the main customs procedures as well. When the goods arrive in the EU, they must be taken to the customs authorities for inspection. This is done by presenting a declaration which contains all necessary information for the identification of the goods. The person responsible for the carriage of the goods must present the declaration before the end of the following working day from the date of arrival. Without the declaration, the goods cannot be cleared unless under an express authorization. 4. Read the passage. Circle the letters A through D to answer the questions or complete the statements.
Customs clearance. The term customs clearance has given rise to an obligation for the seller or the buyer to undertake in connection with passing the goods through customs of the country of export or import. It is now made clear that this obligation includes the payment of duty and other charges in this connection. It is normally desirable that customs clearance is arranged by the party domiciled in the country where such clearance should take place, or at least by somebody acting there on his behalf. Thus, the exporter should normally clear the goods for export, while the importer should clear the goods for import. Unless otherwise provided for, all import and export goods shall be declared and their duties paid by declaration enterprises registered with customs, or by enterprises entitled to do import and export business. Those enterprises that have not registered with customs are in no position to declare at customs directly. Declaration of import goods shall be made to customs by the consignee within 14 days of the declaration of the arrival of the means of transport. Declaration of export goods shall be made by the consignor 24 hours prior to the loading unless otherwise approved by customs. Where the consignee fails to declare the import goods within the time limit mentioned above, a fee for delayed declaration shall be imposed by customs. Take incoming or outgoing exhibits, for example. The enterprise arranging the exhibition or its agent shall submit to customs a detailed list of exhibits in duplicate specifying the shipping, mark, number of exhibits, weight, descriptions, specification, quantity, and price, etc. The enterprise arranging the exhibition abroad shall also submit the ratifying authorities. An export customs declaration form shall be filled out in triplicate to be submitted to customs together with other relevant shipping documents. In the case of incoming exhibits, an import customs declaration form shall be filled out in triplicate to be submitted to customs located at the place where the exhibition is to be held.
Collocation.
Levy.
Declare.
Exercise.
Enforce.
Tariff.
Therefore.
Parliament.
Parliamentary.
Excise.
Impose.
Imposition.
Hazard.
Hazardous.
Legislation.
Monitor.
Warrant.
Infect.
Infectious.
Instruction.
Instruct.
Corruption.
Flush.
Smuggle.
Smuggler.
Military.
Sibling.
Entourage.
Sigh.
Interrogation.
Contraband.
Possess.
Possession.
Stamp.
Immigration.
Lot.
Accuse.
Immigrate.
Immigrant.
Lien.
Seize.
Sentence.
Revert.
Imprisonment.
Traffic.
Heroin.
Clearance.
Territory.
Zone.
Freight.
Dumping.
Counteract.
Partial.
Provision.
Formality.
Classify.
Dispatch.
Consumption.
Carriage.
Express.
Undertake.
Domiciled.
Otherwise.
Entitle.
Prior.
Ratify.
Retrospect.
Clone.
Customize.
Filter.
Ultimate.
Intermediate.
Peer.
Containerize.
Bond.
Herein.
Forfeiture.
Fraudulent.
Confidential.
Exempt.
Disclosure.
Exemption.
Authentication.
Debit.
Discharge.
Affix.
Accomplish.
Compensate.
Compensation.
专有名词
Customs control.
Rain Main Air Base.
Immigration control.
Phoenix.
Ecstasy.
Vietnam.
Cambodia.
VAT.
FOB.
CFR.
CIF.
CIP.
AR.
FPA.
WPA.
BL.
The European Union.
Shippers Export Declaration.
USPPI.
EIN.
ECCN.
Liverpool.
Unit 4. Never too late to learn.
终生教育。
Distance education.
远程教育。
2. Listen to a conversation about celebration of a distance education school. Fill in the blanks to complete the conversation. School of Distance Education celebrates its 40th anniversary.
Jim, what are you doing now?
I am watching TV, Mom.
Is there anything special?
It's about Charleville School of Distance Education, where I once signed up as its member. They say it will celebrate its 40th birthday this weekend.
Oh, the school is very popular among children in outback communities. It currently provides education to 250 children,living across more than 400,000 square kilometers of southwest Queensland.
Yes, you bet. Principal Karen said a highlight would be an oration tonight to honor the memory of Alfar Traeger, who invented the pedal radio.
And I think it's fitting that we recognize those inventions and inventors that have made a difference to our outback communities.
School of Distance Education celebrates its 40th anniversary.
Jim, what are you doing now?
I am watching TV, Mom.
Is there anything special?
It's about Charleville School of Distance Education, where I once signed up as its member. They say it will celebrate its 40th birthday this weekend.
Oh, the school is very popular among children in outback communities.It currently provides education to 250 children living across more than 400,000 square kilometers of southwest Queensland.
Yes, you bet. Principal Karen said a highlight would be an oration tonight to honor the memory of Alfar Traeger, who invented the pedal radio.
And I think it's fitting that we recognize those inventions and inventors.That have made a difference to our outback communities.
3. Listen to the conversation about e-learning and complete the summary.
Do you have an e-learning program in your university?
Yeah, I have heard about it, but it is mainly for those adult students who cannot take ordinary courses because of work, as students may not be required to be present in a classroom in this program.
I appreciate the convenience of this kind of learning very much. Would you tell me more about it?
It is an extra component to traditional teaching rather than a substitute for face-to-face teaching. Our university set up virtual learning environment to support, enhance, and create a flexible online learning program.Giving them an enriched and innovative learning experience.
Sounds great. Then, what does Virtual Learning Environment, VLE, allow students to do?
It allows students to access learning materials, to participate in online class discussions, to communicate with their tutor, to submit assignments, and to assess online tests.
I plan to register an e-learning program.Do you have an e-learning program in your university?
Yeah, I have heard about it, but it is mainly for those adult students who cannot take ordinary courses because of work, as students may not be required to be present in a classroom in this program.
I appreciate the convenience of this kind of learning very much. Would you tell me more about it?
It is an extra component to traditional teaching rather than a substitute for face-to-face teaching. Our university set up virtual learning environment to support, enhance, and create a flexible online learning program, giving them an enriched and innovative learning experience.
Sounds great. Then, what does Virtual Learning Environment, VLE, allow students to do?
It allows students to access learning materials, to participate in online class discussions, to communicate with their tutor, to submit assignments, and to assess online tests.
I plan to register an e-learning program.
5. Read the passage. Complete each statement with one of the endings from the box. Why choose e-learning? Cindy Carlson is the Electronic Resources Librarian in Washington, D.C. Amy Wharton has been at Winston as a law librarian for 14 years. She started at the firm as their Electronic Services Librarian and then moved into the newly created position of Internet and Professional Development Librarian. Cindy once interviewed Amy.
What prompted you to investigate e-learning for your firm?
Here is Amy's answer.
I began thinking about e-learning applications here a year or so ago. I was aware of the e-learning revolution through discussions with my sister, who is involved in developing e-learning applications for a government agency. Without knowing much about it, it seemed like e-learning would be a good solution to some of the problems we were having with our traditional training, namely that people are not always available for training when and where I, as a trainer, would like them to be, and I, the trainer, was not always available when and where they would like me to be. I had some PowerPoint presentations that I had used for training sessions, and that I wanted to make available as freestanding training modules for people who had missed a class. I knew that our internet would make delivery possible, but the PowerPoint presentations I've viewed on the web generally don't make great teaching tools because they are designed to run in the background behind what a speaker is saying. So I started to adapt these presentations for use as a standalone training tool. I discover that PowerPoint had a few capabilities I wasn't aware of, like costume show, which could make the online versions somewhat interactive. Meanwhile, my colleague and I had been working together on developing the internet and the learning management system to trace in-house training. My role was to provide a constant stream of helpful suggestions, some might call them complaints, about how things might work better. I knew that this was the area of training that I wanted to present, so it gave me good incentive to do a lot of digging around about e-learning.
Learning community.
学习型社区.
2. Listen to a conversation about a learning community. Answer these questions. Learning community.
Are you free this weekend, Sam?
No, I will go to the Metro Learning Community. It is interesting and valuable. Would you join us?
I know that many young people join it. Can you tell me more about it?
Learning communities promote individual learning as well as collective learning. They are student groups organized around classes, programs, interests, or educational goals. Joining a learning community may enhance the college experience by enabling you to form closer relationships with instructors and classmates.
Do the members get on well with each other in the community?
Right. Faculty, counselors, advisors, and students work together to help achieve academic goals. Your learning experience is strengthened because counseling services are built into the program. It has become a new way to academic success. That is why I attend its gatherings regularly.
I shall follow you this weekend.
Learning community.
Are you free this weekend, Sam?
No, I will go to the Metro Learning Community. It is interesting and valuable. Would you join us?
I know that many young people join it. Can you tell me more about it?
Learning communities promote individual learning as well as collective learning. They are student groups organized around classes, programs, interests, or educational goals. Joining a learning community may enhance the college experience by enabling you to form closer relationships with instructors and classmates.
Do the members get on well with each other in the community?
Right. Faculty, counselors, advisors, and students work together to help achieve academic goals. Your learning experience is strengthened because counseling services are built into the program. It has become a new way to academic success. That is why I attend its gatherings regularly.
I shall follow you this weekend.
3. Listen to a passage about the performers and artists' learning community. Take notes to complete the following.
Performers and artists' learning community invites first-year students to live in a residential community and share their class experience in the Villanova seminar. Through specially designed sections of the seminar, students concentrate on ancient to modern drama, art, music, and their history, context, and performance. Students in the performers and artists' learning community will attend theatrical and musical performances both on and off campus, as well as discussions afterwards with faculty and students. They will also visit art museums, living in Catherine Hall in a co-educational setting with their seminar. Students live together in the same hall, so they have the chance to get to know their hallmates and classmates both in and out of the building and classroom. In addition, students are expected to participate actively in the life of the Catherine Hall community, which includes programs offered by both faculty and the residence life staff. Performers and artists' learning community invites first-year students to live in a residential community and share their class experience in the Villanova seminar. Through specially designed sections of the seminar, students concentrate on ancient to modern drama, art, music, and their history, context, and performance. Students in the performers and artists' learning community will attend theatrical and musical performances both on and off campus, as well as discussions afterwards with faculty and students. They will also visit art museums, living in Catherine Hall in a co-educational setting with their seminar. Students live together in the same hall, so they have the chance to get to know their hallmates and classmates both in and out of the building and classroom. In addition, students are expected to participate actively in the life of the Catherine Hall community, which includes programs offered by both faculty and the residence life staff.
4. Read the passage and do the exercises.
God will never quit. One day, I decided to quit. Quit my endless homework, my sleepless nights, my labor for A's in one subject after another, and once for all, my life. I went to the woods to have one last talk with God. God, I said, can you give me one good reason not to quit? His answer surprised me. Look around, he said. Do you see the fern and the bamboo? Yes, I replied. When I planted the fern and the bamboo seeds, I attended to them. I gave them light and water. The fern quickly grew from the earth, its brilliant green covering the ground. Yet nothing came from the bamboo seed. but I did not quit on the bamboo. In the second year, the fern grew more vibrant and plentiful. And again, nothing came from the bamboo seed, but I did not quit on the bamboo, he said. Not until the fifth year did a tiny sprout emerge from the earth. Compared with the fern, it was seemingly small and of no significance. But just 6 months later, the bamboo rose to over 100 feet tall. It had failed to be idle these 4 years growing roots. Those roots made it strong and gave it what it needed to shoot up. I would not give any of my creations a challenge it could not handle, he said firmly to me. Did you realize, my child, that all this time you have been struggling, you've actually been growing roots? He continued, I would not quit on the bamboo. I will never quit on you. Don't compare yourself to others. The bamboo had a different purpose than the fern, yet they both make the forest beautiful. But I seem to have an endless life of toil. Your time will come, God said to me. You will rise high. How high should I rise? I asked. How high will the bamboo rise? He asked in return. As high as it can, I questioned. Yes, he said. Give me glory by rising as high as you can. Mode.
Special.
Outback.
Principle.
Highlight.
Oration.
Pedal.
Component.
Virtual.
Virtually.
Access.
Participate.
Electronic.
Application.
Prompt.
Aware.
Freestanding.
Module.
Interactive.
Interaction.
Trace.
Constant.
Stream.
Dig.
Collective.
Academic.
Counselor.
Achieve.
Achievement.
Counseling.
Resident.
Residential.
Concentrate.
Context.
Theatrical.
Labor.
Fern.
Vibrant.
Plentiful.
Significance.
Idle.
Firm.
Firmly.
Root.
Toil.
Glory.
Glorious.
Waver. 专有名词
Queensland.
Alpha Trigger.